Kia ora tato, I'm Giles Beckford with the latest Ngā Kōrero Kai Pakihi, your midday business news. Well, as you've been hearing in the news, a business group says the government should probably have persevered in trying to get a better trade deal with the European Union. The agreement reached gives better access for horticulture, fish and wine, but only marginally improved access for dairy and meat. The government says the deal should boost New Zealand export earnings by more than $1.8 billion a year by 2035. Well, the director of the International Business Forum, Stephen Jacoby, calls it a mixed bag and probably not commercially meaningful for the key sectors. And he says the outcome doesn't bode well for future trade deals.
If we're really going to get the runs on the board, we're going to have to work with the larger sectors, and that's a problem. It's a problem not just for the relationship with the EU, but what about other trade negotiations we may want to do in the future, including, for example, with India, where we haven't even really got close. So, I mean, I think all these things need to be borne in mind when we consider the overall value of the deal.
And in terms of future trade deals with other countries, you mentioned India there, but that looks as distant as anything, doesn't it?
I would say we have to take a different approach on India, and that's what the government is doing, and we're really keen to work with them on that. But, you know, at the end of the day, the same conditions, I guess, will apply, that if our major exporters can't get a better toe in the market, then you have to wonder why it was all worth it.
Well, we're talking there to Stephen Jacoby from the International Business Forum. Rising interest rates, high inflation and falling house prices have seen consumer sentiment fall close to a record low. ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index slipped nearly 2 points in June to 80.5. A net 21% of households thought it was a bad time to buy a major household item. And consumer inflation expectations also jumped 50 basis points, that's half a percentage point, to 5.6%. ANZ senior economist Miles Workman says households are feeling the pinch.
I really don't think it's a coincidence that confidence fell as household inflation or consumer inflation expectations actually lifted in the month. So this is not the same type of scenario as households being worried about job losses. If you look at the labour market, it's very, very tight. Things are improving there, if anything, for consumers. But inflation is eroding their incomes. So I think, you know, the broad story here is we have consumers who are very much not happy about the inflation story, but at the same time, they still have job security, and that should, fingers crossed, help facilitate a soft landing in the economy as things start to normalise.
Miles Workman says the data suggests the Reserve Bank cannot ease up on its program of raising interest rates. Well, campervan operator Tourism Holdings is proposing to sell assets to get its merger with the Australian operator Apollo Tourism and Leisure over the line. The proposed takeover of Apollo, first announced last December, prompted regulators on both sides of the Tasman to raise concerns about it potentially denting competition. THL says it's in talks with Juicy Rentals' new owner Next Capital to sell a number of assets, including a big chunk of Apollo's 4-6 berth fleet of motorhomes in Australia and New Zealand, and selling Apollo's Star RV brand. THL Chief Executive Grant Webster says with the deal dragging on, he's hopeful the asset sales will please regulators.
It really is just an assessment of risk, timing and cost. So as we look at the discussions that we were having with both the NZCC and ACCC, it was it became evident to us that when we look at how long this was taking already, and as I say, the risks and costs that were occurring with the whole thing, we said, look, if we can speed things up, then it was worthwhile approaching Next Juicy and seeing if we could do a deal that made sense. So hopefully it does make sense. We'll have to wait and see what happens through the process from here. But obviously we've done it with knowledge that it still makes sense for the transaction and makes sense for both ATL and THL shareholders.
That's Tourism Holdings Chief Executive Grant Webster. The Commerce Commission's consulting on the proposed divestments and now expects to make a decision on the merger by early next month. The High Court's dismissed Duval Group's appeal to overturn a ban on its advertising of wholesale investment offers. Financial Markets Authority ordered the property developer to pull the ads last September, saying that they were likely to deceive investors with claims about charging zero fees, when in fact it retained all profits above the 10% fixed return that was paid to investors. Duval responded by taking the regulator to court, arguing that such claims are commonplace throughout the finance industry. Well, following the High Court decision, Duval's legal counsel, Matt Hawkes, says it respects the court's ruling and it provides useful guidance on wholesale product advertising. A spokesperson for the Financial Markets Authority says they're pleased to see the decision. Well, newer funds on the block in the venture capital space may be starting to feel the heat amid the current financial market volatility. Failure rates of private capital funds that have taken on risky ventures may be higher than when the companies they were backing aren't sustainable. Pinakaiki fund manager Lance Riggs says he's learned hard lessons in the past, but he feels confident there are still opportunities out there in the current market, but says caution is required.
We are seeing some of the newer funds start to learn some of the lessons we've learned over many years around just being a little bit more cautious about funding companies when they don't have a plan to get to, you know, cash flow positive again. But on the other hand, I think overall New Zealand is in a much better situation than what we're seeing offshore, where they made a lot of investments into companies that were very early stage and were not really viable.
Lance Wigg says some startups applying for funding in the current market are finding they're required to do more due diligence as funds tighten their belts. Let's catch up on markets now, see how we started the second half of the year. I don't know where the first half went. With Belinda Stanley from Craigs Investment Partners. Kia ora to you, Belinda.
Kia ora, Giles.
Now, we were talking before we came on air and we were saying we wonder how the New Zealand market has fared in the first half of the year. I can tell you the New Zealand share market down 16.7%, and in the previous 3 months, the quarter that's just ended, we're down about 10%. How have we started the second half?
Well, yes, it's good to start a new quarter and we're actually up 12 points today, so some small gains on our index. The S&P 50 is at 10,882, so up just 0.13%. So stocks are fairly mixed in trading today. We've got A2 Milk, they're up 4 cents at 4.97. Auckland Airport, they're up 13 at 7.31. Air New Zealand up 1 at 58 cents. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they're just down 4 at 19.94. We've got Main Freight down 25 at 69.95. Fletcher Building, they're just up 2 at 5.06. Meridian's down 6 at 4.61. Port of Tauranga, they're flat at 6.22. Spark flat at $4.80. And Somerset just down 3 at 9.57. So good to start on a slightly positive tone.
What's it looking like in Australia?
Yeah, well, they're having a good start to their quarter, up 42 points. The S&P ASX 200 at 6,610. And just looking at some of the leaders there, we've got BHP, they're down 74 cents at 40.51. Coles is up 14 cents at 17.95. CSL up $2.17 at 271.23. Rio Tinto's down $1.16 at 101.54. Telstra's up 3 cents at 3.88. We've got Woolworths up 34 cents at 35.95. Zero is up $1.25 at 78.21.
That takes us to the New Zealand dollar.
Yeah, fairly steady against the US dollar at 0.6240. Against the Australian dollar, we're up slightly at 0.9045. The yuan's at 4.179. The euro, 0.5957. The pound at 0.5133. And the yen at 84.76.
Which leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
So the 90-day bank bill's just off slightly, that mid-price there at 2.865. 10-year swap rate just down as well at 4.123. Brent spot oil is up at 124.85 a barrel, and gold's just off 53 cents. It's currently trading at $1,806.34 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That's Belinda Stanley from Craigs Investment Partners. Time just to tell you the number of building consents issued over the past 12 months. At record levels, Stats NZ says just over 51,000 consents were issued for the year ended May. That was up 17%. On the previous May year. May on April, there was just a fractional dip, and more than half of the consents issued were for multi-unit homes such as townhouses, retirement villages and apartments. Business news updated for you in Checkpoint at around 5:30.